12-7 record heading back into HDC conference play for the Lady Hawks of Gilman City. Played some pretty good competition, particularly that Princeton Lady Tiger team in the semifinals of the Gilman City tournament Thursday. Lost that one, lost to Pattonsburg by just 2 on Friday. So somewhat of a disappointing end to the tournament for the Lady Hawks. They finished 4th. Grundy R5 will be at Gilman tomorrow night. I think that could be a real good ball game. And Gilman City at East Harrison on Thursday nights. I was checking that. I had Coach Greg tell me that those games were on Thursday, and I had to look at the calendar, Coach, and indeed, February 2nd is a Thursday night. For those fans making the trip up north, you're playing Thursday, right?
Yes.
Is that, I would assume that's because you have a conference tournament game on Saturday, you didn't want to push them too close together?
Well, I would say, I do know that East Harrison has a 4-game schedule this week, so we may just be trying to squeeze in what we can get in.
Gotcha. Tri-County, we'll start with that. A week ago tonight, you met the Mustangs in the opening round of the tournament. How did you play?
Well, we've seen that team so many times already this season that it varies, and we go back and forth. Like I said, we know each other by now. It took us a while to warm up, but then we did play well.
Was it the best you played against Tri-County this year, Coach, or is it just kind of one of those games because you have played them so much, you just kind of try to grind things out a little bit and see if you can get a W?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't our best game, that's for sure, but the win is the win. That's what I told the girls. So
against Princeton, first half pretty good, but Princeton, especially when you got a player like Addie Henke, who just, you know, for 4 quarters is always a threat to dribble, penetrate, get to the hoop. Did you kind of feel like that they just kind of wore you down by the second half on Thursday night?
Yeah, I think so. We were only down by 6 at halftime, or maybe it was 8. It was close, and then we kind of just ran out of steam. I really wanted to play those girls a lot closer, and I know my team did as well, but we just weren't able to pull that off.
Against Pattonsburg, I thought, you know, quite honestly, from seeing Pattonsburg, and I know St. Joe Christian's a real good team, so they can make people look like they're struggling, and Jones got in a little bit of foul trouble, but I thought you might be able to get that one against Pattonsburg. How disappointing was that loss on Friday night?
That was a very disappointing loss, as we've already seen them once in the regular season and did beat them. We just had a pretty rough week all the way around. So
as you get back into action, obviously you're going to have a practice later today after school. You get Grundy coming in tomorrow. We'll take a look at this here shortly. But coming off of last week, what are the things that you're going to be concentrating on in practice today?
We're really going to concentrate on moving the ball better and executing our offense and just being more confident when we do have the ball.
So against Grundy, you've obviously seen them in the past at least once. I'm looking here. Is this the second time you've seen them, or have you seen them twice already?
Nope, this will be our second time.
So when you went to Galt, you beat them on the road 50-47. When you see them at your place, Coach, is it kind of your expectation to kind of feel like it's going to be another close game tomorrow night?
Yes, I do. I feel like it's going to be a tough game, and we're going to have to play better ball than we did this week.
How much of the improvement that you're looking for? You mentioned that you want to get quicker ball movement. You want to have more confidence in shots. How much of the improvement do you kind of feel like is physical, and how much is the improvement is just kind of working on the self-confidence of the girls that's saying, hey, we can beat anybody that we go on the floor against?
That's what we're struggling with right now, is the mental game.
So against Grundy, Coach, with that particular team, what do you remember from the first matchup, and what does Grundy do that you're going to have to slow down on Tuesday night?
Well, we kind of scouted a little bit before the first matchup, and they do have quite a few good outside shooters, and we were able to shut that down the first time we played them, so we're going to try to do that, except do it a little different this time and maybe run a different defense.
And what are your early thoughts here on your Thursday game at East Terrace? And what do you remember about the Bobcats the first time you saw them?
It wasn't a very close competition, but like I said, we've had a rough week, and coming off a rough week, I'm just praying that we're able to play the ball we did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, especially when you come off of a tough week and you kind of sit there and say, okay, we had a victory against Tri-County. Wasn't the prettiest game ever, but we did get a victory. But now you're heading into a new week and you have a 2-game losing streak. You certainly don't want to have that go to 3. So tomorrow night is a big game, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a huge game.
Is your team bumped and bruised at all, Coach, or are you pretty healthy going into February?
They're bumped and bruised, but we are healthy.
Gotcha. So it's kind of like talking NFL football at this point. Nobody's healthy when you get to late in the season, but we're good enough to play.
Yeah, that's what we're at.
HDC Conference Tournament starts Saturday. It'll run into next week. We'll talk about that next week with Coach. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck on your home floor tomorrow night against R5.
Thank you.